Christopher Robin was at home by this time, because it was the afternoon, and he was so glad to see them that they stayed there until very nearly tea time, and then they had a very nearly tea, which is when you forget about afterwards, and hurried on to Pooh Corner, so as to see Eeyore before it was too late to have a proper tea with Owl. "Hello, Eeyore," they called out cheerfully.
"Ah," said Eeyore, "lost your way."
"We just came to see you," said Piglet, "and to see how your house was. Look, Pooh, it's still standing."
"I know," said Eeyore. "Very odd. Somebody ought to have come and pushed it over."
"We wondered whether the wind would blow it down," said Pooh.
"Ah, that's why nobody's bothered, I suppose. I thought perhaps they'd forgotten."
"Well, we're very glad to see you, Eeyore, and now we're going on to see Owl."
"That's right. You'll like Owl. He flew past a day or two ago and noticed me. He didn't actually say anything, mind you, but he knew it was me. Very friendly of him, I thought. Encouraging."
Pooh and Piglet shuffled about a little and said, "Well, goodbye, Eeyore," as lingeringly as they could, but they had a long way to go and wanted to be getting on.
"Goodbye," said Eeyore. "Mind you don't get blown away, little Piglet. You'd be missed. People would say, 'Where's little Piglet been blown to?' Really wanting to know. Well, goodbye, and thank you for happening to pass me."